I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. A new report from the White House says consolidation in the meatpacking industry has caused consumers to pay more for our burgers and sausages, but that doesn't mean higher pay for livestock producers. Brian Deese, director of the National Economic Council, told reporters that Americans are actually paying less in recent months for fruit and vegetables and eggs, but have been spending a lot more for poultry and double-digit increases for beef and pork.
The thing that is striking is across beef, poultry, and pork, significant consolidation in those industries. So anywhere from 55 to 85% of the market is controlled by the top four producers in those industries. And so when you see that level of consolidation and the increase in prices, it raises a concern about pandemic profiteering, about companies that are driving price increases in a way that hurts consumers who are going to the grocery store, and also isn't benefiting the actual producers, the farmers and the ranchers.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said the USDA wants farmers to get a fair price for their livestock and consumers to get a fair price at the store. To that end, Vilsack says the agency's focus is on four areas: strengthening the current regulatory system under the Packards and Stockyards Act, improving price discovery in the market, clarifying what packages actually contain when labeled product of the U.S., and expanding processing capacity.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.